There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind is on the air. Yet another hour on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 Radio, 1460 KLTC. Glad you are listening. Thank you so much. And by the way, we have some great suggestions so far in the program today about Friday fun we can have. The best and worst of the week. Feel Good Friday. Family Fun Friday. A lot of good suggestions. And we're having fun by chatting with folks on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What is on your mind? That's the question we ask. Whatever it is today. If you have a suggestion for a Friday staple, you want to tell us what the best or the worst of the week was, or what is a good feel-good Friday suggestion, or Family Fun Friday, or suggest another idea we can do on Fridays. Hey, it's free-for-all. Anything on your mind, give us a call. A little later on, we're going to chat with Ron Branster, with the Minuteman Civil Defense Group, the border watchdog group affiliated with Minnesotans Seeking Immigration Reform. They have been circulating petitions in Minnesota to end refugee resettlement there because North Dakota is wrestling with this. We invited them on to talk a little bit about it today on the program, so we look forward to that. I have been challenged by Todd. He thought I was totally off my rocker when I suggested that since the Shriners were in town, like 1,500 Shriners for this Midwest Shriners Association gathering, and that there still is a Shriner marching band, that I could actually get them to come show up. And, you know, we're down to now, what, like 50 minutes to make that happen. So I've, you know, I feel as though I've been challenged, and I'm doing an all call. Shriners, if you love us, for the love of, you know, keeping me in the good graces here, would you stop by and play us a little tune on the program? We're going to see if we can make that happen today. Time will tell. All right? That's what's on my mind. What's on yours? Joe and Biz. Oh, by the way, Frank, who called a moment ago, is gone. I would just say this about what I'm saying. I share the concerns. I am not of the opinion that if you're Muslim, you're bad. That's not me. But I am of the opinion that, unfortunately, there is a high percentage of individuals who have that religion who are radical, who are Islamic fundamentalists who want to transform and live by the caliphate, okay? And so we do need to be more careful. So I think a pause is in order, especially at a time when Detroit's a mess, right? Chicago's a mess. L.A.'s a mess. New York's a growing mess. And let's fix things here first. Let's get this right. I think Donald Trump is on to something.
He's here first.
Joe and Bismarck, let's go to you here. You're next on What's On Your Mind, Joe.
Yeah, I have to talk about your state senator, Heidi Heitkamp. I'm from out of state originally, and down south, like in Iowa and stuff. North Dakota is really respected for a high moral state, very good people, and a lot of people really look at North Dakota for, kind of a moral compass. And the state senator that you have, Heidi Heitkamp, is just, it seems like she's just against everything that North Dakota really stands for, in a sense of, let me put it like this. She kind of reminds me of a goat, because a goat will eat anything. If you give a goat anything, it will eat it. And it seems like Heidi is for anything that's immoral, you know, with killing children. I mean, babies.
So, Joe, can I stop you there? I mean,
sure.
Look, I don't agree with Heidi Heitkamp on much of anything, but I think calling her a goat's a really bad idea.
No, I'm not calling her a goat. I'm saying she reminds me of, like, a goat will eat anything, and she's for anything that's immoral.
Well, again, that's a little strong as well. I disagree with her vehemently, and I believe that her position on the abortion issue and on funding of Planned Parenthood is, well,
yeah,
I can't imagine if Bishop Kagan ever called her in and said, Senator Heitkamp, here's the teaching of the church. You profess to be Catholic, and here, you know, and
yeah,
so that's the whole private conversation on the morality that I think belongs in that arena rather than on a talk show, right? I mean, mean,
yeah, you're a very good host, and you're correct. But see, I'm not the bishop or anybody like that. And it is a little too far. And I know you being a host, you really got to control what's said there. But I want to keep
the discussion. I mean, in other words, I believe she's wrong on a lot of issues. I say that, and we welcome callers who agree or disagree with her to call in and share their opinions. I just like, you know, when I know what your analogy was on the goat. I get what you're saying on the immorality. Right. But I'm saying as soon as you do that, then you give the folks on the other side, oh, there's a bunch of crazy critics. They're nuts. Yeah. They're, you know, I mean, keep it North Dakota nice. You can disagree while keeping it North Dakota nice. That's all I'm saying.
Let me say this. A lot of people look at North Dakota as a very good state, a very high-standing moral state. So I just want to let you guys, you people in this state, know that. And a lot of people, you know, with all this Planned Parenthood coming up and the gay marriage, they look to North Dakota and say, well, North Dakota, they stand for this. And, you know, they're against all this. So I'm just letting you people know you guys really stand out as a state. And there's some excellent people in the state, and you hosts are very good for this state. So I'll let it go there.
All right, thanks very much, Joe. We're getting close to a couple of winners here. By the way, we have a pair of tickets for Bully Pulpit, Medora Golf Course, and I'm actually going to be on Bully Pulpit. When are we teeing it up, Steve? Is that Saturday afternoon? There's Mr. Steve Hallstrom, our twins expert that you heard yesterday on the program. And we're he's running out the door, but anyway, so we're doing the Bully Pulpit thing, and you could too. I have a pair of tickets. What should I do here? Just trying to fairly dole this out.
Where's my Jeopardy music when I need it?
And I also have on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant, lucky caller of the day, and lucky comes from, you know, being the correct numbered caller. And I'll just say we're close. So what I'm going to do is that the lucky caller is going to be caller number blank and caller number blank right next to each other, okay? So what I'm saying is I'd call now with your comments, son. Tell us what you're doing this weekend if you don't want to delve into anything controversial. That is the most horrendous version of the Jeopardy song I've ever heard in my life.
This one's better here.
No, that sounds like the nursing home edition of Jeopardy. I don't know what that.
We need the classic Don Pardo announcer Jeopardy version. Holy cow, those are horrendous. I'm sorry I ever put anybody through those seconds of your life. Holy cow.
See why we need a marching band? We need a marching band for live bumper music, you know, on the program.
I'm with you, Scott. Those were horrendous.
We have the POW MIA flag being called racist hate. Yeah, that's out there right now. There's some great stories out there. You can maybe comment on those. We have the LSS, Lutheran Social Services refugee resettlement debate on whether or not this petition is right, an online petition to end it. I like this story. Have you heard the one about the North Dakota Education Standards and Practices Board? They voted 4-3 to move ahead with this one-year experiment for young students to have community experts being allowed to teach when there's a teacher shortage. And here's my take on this. Great idea. I believe community experts have a whole lot to contribute. And here's a question I have for you. Should colleges and universities be next? You know, maybe tuition hikes would ease. I think that's a good idea, but whatever you want to talk about. Ralph and Beulah has some plans this weekend. What are you going to do, Ralph?
I'm cutting hay.
You're going to be cutting hay? How much do you have left? How many acres?
Oh, probably 100.
And I know Fred and Wing told me this yesterday, but out of 100 acres, you're going to get how many bales per acre?
This is second cutting alfalfa, so it's not that good. It's been too dry. Maybe one bale per acre.
When did we go from the square bales of hay that you saw stacked up in the barn to these monstrosity of donut looking things that are wrapped up? When did that happen?
Started in the mid 70s.
Was that just better equipment?
Less labor and more efficient to haul.
That makes sense. That's just good old fashioned American innovation, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's a lot easier on people.
Do you golf, Ralph?
No, I don't, but I'm going to give it to someone that really enjoys golfing.
All right, we got a pair of Bully Pulpit passes for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hang on, my man. Don't go too far away here. Bill in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. Say, I'm wondering, the price of price per barrel of oil is down below what it was the last time when the price dropped here a few months ago, and the price of gasoline is going higher. What the hell is going on?
That's a lag deal, Bill. It never happens. It never happens quickly. I think we might have found our bottom right now in the price of gas, and there's a lot of reasons for it, blends and everything else. But I'm guessing you're going to see it come back down now, yeah.
Because yeah,
you're right. It's lower.
Price per gallon of the gasoline was, I believe, down to about $2.49, and now it's to $2.79 in Bismarck.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You got to fill up in Fargo. You ever come through Fargo? The cheapest gas in the country. Like Ron Ness told us that on Monday, like one of the top five most competitive gas markets in the country. Hey, Bill, guess what? I have for you a Dakota Farms Family Restaurant $20 gift certificate, breakfast for two. How about that?
That sounds real good.
You just got to go across the river to Mandan there and check it out. They're not far away. Thanks for calling, Bill. Hang on. We'll get your information. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GFI grain bins, GFI grain dryers, and GFI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GFI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
To do a radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind, and for that we are blessed. I'm Scott Hennon. Thank you very much for listening to the program. We appreciate you very much. And we are going to get to some calls here. Karen and Fargo want to talk about Heidi Heitkamp. Karen, thanks for listening, and tell me what you want to say about Senator Heitkamp.
Yes, Senator Heitkamp does not automatically go the way that the leaders in the Congress want her to go, which means that I agree with her.
Sure, I think you're talking about her leaders. So, in other words, when Senator Harry Reid was the Democratic majority leader, she did. You know, I'm trying to think. When did she vote against Senator Reid? For sure on the gun deal, right? On the gun debate, gun control. Was there anything else, Karen?
Oh, for example, Keystone Pipeline.
Right. Yeah, she's voted differently than the majority there. So you're right. There's a couple things. My only question there: when has it ever been something that was a deal breaker that made a difference? Do you follow what I'm saying? In other words, it's one thing to vote against your party when it they don't need you to get something done. It's another thing to do it when it could make the key difference. And Iran would be a good example of that. Stu is on the road on I-94. What do you got planned for the weekend, Stu?
I'm on my way to my uncle's 88th birthday party. He's a longtime legislator there in North Dakota, Pete Naden. He's 88 today.
That's a great story. Happy birthday, Pete.
And then after that, I get to help my cousin combine wheat.
You're going to be a busy guy, Stu. Appreciate
yes,
you sharing that. We actually asked the folks earlier that we thought it'd be a family fun Friday thing to do to tell us what you're gonna do for the weekend. And Stu and others have called in to let us know. So we appreciate that. How about anything else you want to say, Stu?
Nope. Just a wonderful day heading down I-94, just going through Sauk Center, Minnesota.
All right, appreciate that very much, Eric and Stanley. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Headed to work finally out here in the old bed. So this weekend's plans will probably be Lake Sakakawea fishing for some walleye, and then probably hit up the golf course a little bit if I can get my dad out to do that.
Sounds like a world class weekend there, Eric. Glad you're making a living and being part of America's energy renaissance. We appreciate that very much. What the heck is going on here? There is a couple of folks that have come here. This looks to me to be like a real live marching band. Let's see if we can get the sense that this is what I think it might be. That just walked into the studio. Todd, I might have just proven you wrong. I don't know. Let's see. Todd, this is an Are You Kidding Me moment right here.
Okay, I want some video here. How do I know you didn't pull that up on Google or YouTube or something?
I'm going to be driving Todd's Mercedes, ladies and gentlemen.
Does that mean I'm driving yours?
Unbelievable. How about that? We pulled it off. We gave a shout-out on the air. We knew the Midwest Shriners Association was meeting in Fargo, about 1,500 strong. We knew they had a marching band, and by golly, if they didn't come in and serenade us a little here and allow me to win that bet with Todd. I love it. Here he is, the leader of this pack, Joe Dunn from Bemidji, Minnesota, formerly of the great city of Grand Forks. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Scott, and I'd just like to say Scott was a good friend of mine. We were, if I dare say it, Fighting Sioux fans up there, and we were on the Booster Club together, and I've known Scott for a long time. I'm very proud to be here, and we're very proud to be here representing the Shriners.
Yes, the Shriners do a lot of good work. It's unbelievable. I can't think of Shriners without thinking of the Shriners Hospital, obviously, but there are just so many things you do. Talk about the good work the Shriners do.
Well, when you say hospital, actually, Scott, we have 22 hospitals around the United States We have one in Canada, one in Mexico, and we have treated over 1 million kids since we started our programs. And we're changing a little bit now. We're adding different things. But mostly, we started out as treating polio, and once that was eradicated, or almost eradicated, then we went to orthopedic, and now we've added cleft palates. And but we have treated over 1 million kids in our hospitals, and of course, there's no cost to the parents or the child that come to our hospitals.
Think about that. I mean, the amount of lives that have been impacted from just that one thing right there.
Right.
You know, how many kids have come through those hospitals and received that kind of care and not paid a penny for it.
Not paid a penny. It's interesting, Scott. Our budget is $2 million a day to run those hospitals. So, all the Shriners, we say you're all part owners of that, those hospitals, and that makes us proud because we really are. You know, we help raise money. We have, you're familiar with the North Dakota Shrine Football All-Star Game. You remember that? We're running one now in Bemidji. It's a college game, and that alone does not raise enough money, obviously, to the $2 million, but we have 40 of those games around the United States, and we also have a big trust fund. But right now, we're trying to raise money through third parties. I don't know if you noticed any of the ads, but we're asking people to donate if they'd like to, because it's a tremendous burden to, when I say burden, financial burden. But like in Phoenix, for instance, we have to fly. We don't have a hospital. We have to fly our kids to L.A. or to Salt Lake City. So it's $20,000 a month just flying them there, because we also transport the kids. We not only treat them, but we transport them to parents there, so there's no cost to them to get to the hospitals or to get home.
Wow, that's incredible. I like Shriner Care a whole lot better than Obamacare, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't think you got any argument in this room about that.
I think that's probably why you got to raise a few bucks.
Yeah, that's right.
It's raising the price of health care. So,
yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't supposed to work that way.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, I know. That's terrible. So what are you guys doing in North Dakota this weekend?
Well, we have in the Midwest, we're having the Midwest Shrine Conference. During the winter, they have the business meeting in February. We had that in Fargo. And now this is kind of where we parade and kind of have fun. This is the fun part of it. But there's 14 temples or shrine centers, as we call them, that are in the Midwest Association, all the way from Houghton, Michigan, which you're familiar with, all the way down to Rapid City, South Dakota, Sioux City, Sioux Falls, Wisconsin. I could name them all, but it's a big one. And there's about, I don't know how many associations there are around the country, but this is the Midwest one.
Would you guys do one more song for us?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a short little break here. We'll come back, and then I have one last question, too, for you before we let you guys go. What a treat today to have the Shriners Marching Band in here for us today on What's On Your Mind. Yet another first. I love it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and a fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Music is almost as good as the Shriners marching band. Not quite, you know, a little at brass. Not bad at all. I'll take a moment to tell you about my pals at Polar Service Centers. If you're hauling a tank trailer, you want to know these guys. You ever notice how many Polar tank trailers there are on the road? There's a lot of them. And actually, Polar tank trailers are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. But they're also the leader in service. They have 30 of these Polar Service Center locations around the U.S., including Killdeer, North Dakota, soon in Williston, and also in Billings, Montana. They're off I-90, north side of Billings, exit 452 or 455. So we have a lot of truckers that listen to this program all throughout the Dakotas and in Minnesota, Montana. And we want you to know you're going to find a friend in Polar Service Center. They have that R-stamp certification from the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors, a commitment to safety that is unmatched in the industry. And if you need a tank wash, $100 off if you say, this Scott guy sent me in here. They fix all makes and models. And they have a collision repair in the Billings location. They just do it upright and bring you any parts you need. Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, our friends with the Shriner here. Joe, just come back to the microphone one sec here, because I do have a question for you before we crank up one more song, and then we're going to go to our guest here. You wear some, is this a uniform? Would you call it a uniform? Would you call it the, okay.
Yep, it's a uniform.
And it's styling. It's like you guys are in style always.
Well, always. These uniforms, this drum and bugle corps is almost 100 years old, and I think these uniforms, they've been wearing them for almost 100 years.
Okay, so my question was, if they're 100 years old, that might be the case, because this place has been around a long time. Do you buy them from the Bemidji Woolen Mills?
You know what?
Do they craft them for you?
We wish they could. This is a very unique one. We're trying to actually, Scott, we're going to get some new uniforms now, and we're going to have them crafted by the Bemidji Woolen.
There you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, part of this wonderful organization that's in here today is, you can go to that mic right there. So you have to move that big old drum there.
All right.
Bill Batchelder is here from the Bemidji Woolen Bills. And, Bill, it's nice to see you again.
Scott, really good to be here in the beautiful city of Fargo and Moorhead. I visited with some of my friends over at Concordia College. I went down by the river today, this morning, and what a beautiful. We hung out at the Plains Art Museum last night.
Checking it all out.
We love Fargo.
Have you cranked up the sweater vest machine for the Santorum campaign yet?
You know, we've been in communication. We've actually still been shipping them to, as Rick travels around the country, there's people still asking for them. So thank you for remembering that, Scott.
The famous sweater vest during the Santorum campaign that became a big deal and a big media obsession came from Bemidji Woolen Mills.
Scott, that was quite a run back in 2012, all the way down to the RNC convention in Tampa. And I was blessed. There was a hurricane that came through that day, so they canceled the first day of the RNC, and I got to get up to the Shriners International Headquarters in Tampa and spent a day up there. So what a great country to live in. God bless America.
No kidding. Well, God bless the Shriners and all the good work they do. Good to have you guys stop in today. The Drum and Bugle Corps here with us. What an honor. And you're going to do one more song. All right, one more song, and then we'll get our guest in here next up. We're going to talk a little bit about the refugee resettlement going on in the upper Midwest. So we'll do that after this honor. One more song for you today. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Hey,
it's awesome. No, we have a break coming up here about 6-8 minutes. We'll do a little picture if you guys can wait around that long. And there's a little gift for you guys too. So appreciate that very much. A lot of fun and really a thrill to have that. Todd, do I get the Mercedes now? Wasn't it? If I could pull that off, then I would get your Mercedes. Wasn't it?
And then I'd get yours since you're going to be busy driving mine. So yeah.
Well, see, I have an Explorer from S&S Motors in Watford City. The Mercedes I drive every now and then. That's actually belongs to Valley Imports. So
well,
you could like drive.
Get the Scott deal then. Let's get this going here.
Can you believe we pulled that off? How about that? Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. Really was. I hope those Shriners have a great time. Glad to have them. Our next guest has been speaking a lot about illegal immigration and refugee resettlement for many years. And speaks to a lot of groups, to different clubs, groups, organizations, a lot of VFWs, spreading the word about how the money is going out of the country and about the people coming in. And obviously, this has been a topic with the recent news that North Dakota was getting its highest ever allotment of new refugees in the refugee resettlement program through LSS. And also had the ability to opt out if they didn't want to do it, despite a quota and a mandate from the State Department and the federal government about how many refugees must come to North Dakota. And this issue has been brewing in Minnesota for a while. There's a petition on this going right now, so we asked Ron to join us and talk about it. Ron Branster joins us on our Newsmaker line on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Appreciate you joining us very much as well. So, Ron, just give us a little... a little sense of how you've gathered your expertise on this particular issue.
Well, about 12 years ago, I am a resident of California. To the immigration issue, which was out of Arizona and California with the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, I went down to the border. I was there for multiple times doing border patrol with citizens, and that was an experience all by itself. And for the last 12 years after doing that, I came up to Minnesota, started working there with several groups and who were being inundated by immigration, illegal immigration in many cities. So after that, I just started to get into the Refugee Resettlement Act. And that's basically what I've been doing for 12 years, going around speaking about this, my experiences, and how I've seen cities being taken over one city at a time and how they actually do it, where the money comes from.
Tell North Dakotans what they should be concerned about most that has happened in Minnesota.
Minnesota is basically a ground zero point for the Northwest. What you have to be aware of is that these cities are systematically being chosen not by the mayors, city councilmen, or any of the representatives of cities, They are being chosen by the State Department, which works with the United Nations, and the local ground-level troops, which is the volunteer agencies called VOLOS. These nine agencies called VOLOS work with 350 contractors throughout subcontractors throughout the United States, and they choose which cities that they want to basically multiculturalize, in which they can bring in more people that they feel can grow cities and replace the workforce. But the cities do not have any say in this. They don't even know what's about to happen. The ground troops, the subcontractors choose these cities, and then they report back to the State Department and say that we need 200 in this city. And then they choose these people from the United Nations and bring them in here. The schools are not aware of this. The health departments are not aware of this. They just bring them in here, and then after 90 days, they unload them onto the social welfare system.
On the case of LSS, I don't know how familiar you are with them. They talk about the fact that they're getting given a small amount of money for a short period of time, and then are required to work and be self-sufficient by a date certain. I don't know if you're familiar with how Lutheran Social Services operates, and maybe that's differently than some of the agencies you're familiar with. But I understand where you're going as far as what can become of this, and that's sort of where I want to go. What, as a result of what you've just described, happens? What is some of the things that ultimately have happened as a result? What has this brought these communities?
Okay, just to get back to your first statement, the Lutheran Social Services is one of the nine VOLOS that are actually bringing these folks in here from the United Nations. And what you have to be concerned with the city is that the infrastructure of these cities like Fargo, St. Cloud, Wilmer, Minnesota, these particular places, they're not set up to handle the influx that they're bringing them in. And as far as the school levels are concerned, you have to deal with multiculturalism and cultures that are not, most of the people that are being brought in here are brought in from third world countries. They are not adapt to a first world nation, whether it be housing, our political system, our banking system. So you have to not only bring these people in, you have to bring interpreters in, you have to rebuild your infrastructure as far as how to school them. The amount of money that's being brought in is to make this work is actually breaking these cities. The Lutheran Social Services in 2008 was getting about $303 million a year through bringing in refugees. In 2015, they're up to $1.3 billion. And the more refugees they bring in, the more money they get. So this is basically a big corporation for them. It's like a salesman has to bring up his average income each year by the amount of customers he brings on. So they get paid by each refugee that they can get in. So the more they can get in, the more money they can make.
Now, I've heard the CEO of LSS for North Dakota say it's about $800 in an administrative fee per refugee. In her characterization, not a lot of money. Have you heard it be more than that in other places?
What they're saying is the amount of money that they're making per person, but they're not giving you the whole overview of this thing. A refugee, when they come to the United States, gets $1,850 stipend for the first month. And, then they have to pay an $850 fee for transportation. What we've noticed here in the last 8 years is that the refugees are not paying that $850 for transportation. Right now, they've got a debt to the federal government of $450 million unpaid balance of just transportation.
Oh, that's interesting because that's something else I wanted to ask you about. That's another thing that's used, that they pay this back. And, I always wondered, well, how many are paying it back? Interesting question. More on the other side of the break, if you would. Hang on. Ron Branster, we're talking refugee resettlement in North Dakota and Minnesota on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And the vanguard's a motorcycle cold. Clowns are a-clowning to the crowd and teaching every pretty girl who dares to smile. It's a glorious mist, everybody wears a fist. The parade stretches out for a mile. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Noble Dog, the Army by the Temple of the Shrine.
Leave it to Ray Stevens, right? I mean, Ray Stevens knew how to have fun with making music. Yeah. Give me room 321. Give me 321, please. Operator, give me room 321.
That's Ray Stevens.
Shriner Convention, which, by the way, came from the suggestion from David, one of our listeners, saying if the Shriners are in town, it'd only be appropriate to play Ray Stevens, the Shriners Convention, for a little love bumper music. So there you go. Oh, I love it. Anyway, appreciate that very much. 10 before the top of the hour. I want to get to some callers that have been waiting a while, and then we'll wrap up with Ron Branster talking illegal immigration here. Fascinating conversation. Appreciate it very much. Freeport, Minnesota. Margaret, what's on your mind today?
In reference to the gentleman that called a while back about the price of fuel?
Yes.
I was listening to the news the other day, and they said the reason is because they are working on one of the refineries in Indiana, repair work, whatever, you know. And so it's not just North Dakota. It's a bunch of other states that are affected by this, too.
Yeah, and that happens. It does, because our supply is so tight. You know, we have a pipeline disruption.
Right. Right. Okay, anyway.
But yeah, right.
You I didn't realize that you had. We're going to have your guest on this morning, and I would just like to ask a question of him, and that is, why do not they put up refugee settlement camps in the countries that these people are coming from? I think the American dollar would stretch just a little bit further over there, and then somehow or another, we would not end up paying for schooling and everything else. I don't live too far, Minnesota.
Yeah. Interesting idea, Margaret. Let's ask Ron. Ron Branster, our guest, talking about this issue. Before we go back to the leftover question on the debt repayment, what about Margaret's idea of same dollars, just have the camp there?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, I'm not too far from Freeport right now, so I can stop and tell her. But the answer to that question is there are refugee settlement camps throughout the world. And how this goes about these refugee resettlement camps, if we, for every individual that we bring over here and the cost that it costs to the taxpayers, we could actually take care of one refugee in another country. We could take care of 500 refugees in another country for every one that we bring over here. That's how expensive it is to bring over one refugee. We could take care of one refugee. Now, this refugee thing, started back in the 1940s. And became to the United Nations in 1951. So how it started was called public charge, is where a church or an individual could bring a refugee over, and they would take care of them for at the minimum of 5 years, put them on the ground, feed them, clothe them, house them, put them in schools, and get them self-sustained. But what's happening with the refugee resettlement program now is they are bringing them in there for 1 month and then sticking them on our welfare system. After 30 days. So the public charge is still there, but nobody uses it anymore.
Okay, and earlier before the break, you were talking about a program in which money that is given to these refugees that come in is intended to be paid back. How much of it's paid back?
Almost none. It's actually, we're in debt right now of $450 million in just the transportation part of it. And they get up to 3 years to pay it back, and they're not paying it back.
Right, so yeah, in other words, if Scott Hannon was in the Sudan and I was in harm's way and I was in this program, they say, here's $1,850 to get you a plane ticket to get to Fargo, but you need to pay us that back. And that, you're saying that's with the $450 million that is not being paid back.
That's correct. It's actually $850 in transportation money. The $1,850 is the stipend they get for the first money for food and housing. $850 is separate from that for transportation. And right now, in debt, $450 million debt and climbing, they're not paying those back.
Well, Ron, we're going to have you back to explore more of this. We haven't even really got into, how many of these have led to situations where, there are crimes or there are, there are national security concerns about where they're coming from. There's obviously a lot here. We'll have you back to do it. In the literally the 20 seconds I have left, what would you tell listeners about what they should be doing about this?
If a good listener wants to, you can invite me to come up there and speak maybe at a VFW, and I give you a two-hour presentation. But be very, very aware of what the Lutheran Social Services and these Volos are doing. They are not there to help you, and they are not there to build your community up. They're there specifically to put these people on the public dole. And be very concerned on a lot of different levels, from health to schooling to just her way of life. So be very concerned about what's happening.
Have you got a website? How do folks reach you, Ron?
I do not. I go through the Peace of St. Cloud. They kind of promote me, or Nancy Judd out of Browerville, Minnesota.
All right. Now you can ping us on our Facebook page if you want to connect. We'll connect you up with Ron as well. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Medora Monday. Thank you. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks, and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.